You're listening to SBS News.
This is it. And this is my favorite. It's so beautiful, I think. So sweet. This doll had blonde hair, so this was perfect.
Beaming as she shows off a tiny yellow baby grow, Olga's smile masks a deeper pain. It quickly fades as she recalls the miscarriage that shattered her world.
It hit me full force. I couldn't get it together. I went to a psychologist, a psychiatrist, I took medicine, but nothing worked.
Struggling to come to terms with a miscarriage at 6 weeks, the 31-year-old made the decision to buy a reborn doll.
I was looking at the doll, but in my head it was the child that was never born. In the beginning I thought it would be harmful, but I decided to forget why I bought it and focus on how it's made, because it fascinated me. I looked at the hands and feet and all the little blotches and veins. After that, I looked at it in a more positive light. I had a routine with the doll. I'd take care of it like a real child.
Olga is just one of many women around the world who have purchased a reborn doll, known for its hyper-realistic resemblance to a real baby. The international community share videos online, some reaching over 200 million views.
My price range is between $500 and $900. They can be found cheaper and much, much higher prices. Sky's the limit.
200 kilometers away, doll artist Yagoda is busy in her workshop, putting the final touches to one of her latest creations.
This is hard, and when you push it, it makes...
While business may be booming, for former midwife Yagoda, there is an acknowledgement and an understanding of the deep distress that leads many women to seek out the dolls.
Some people who buy reborn dolls do it because they have kind of wounds in their souls. Those people need to be cared, nurtured in so many ways. A doll is not enough.
Many of the women we spoke to clearly found comfort in their dolls. But is it healthy or safe? That's a question we put to psychotherapist Elżbieta Sobolewska.
Hugging is very important, and these dolls can help to fulfill needs such as trauma processing, on one condition, that these dolls do not replace real life.
Back in her apartment, Olga reflects on how her doll provided her with just such comfort as she processed the trauma of her miscarriage and, most importantly, helped her move on.
After a few months, I slowly stopped doing the routine with him. I stopped holding it in my arms so much and changing its clothes regularly. I just didn't feel the need anymore. And I decided to sell the doll to help someone else. I don't think about the miscarriage every day now. I managed to, well, not forget it, but push that thought out of my head. Right now, I don't need a doll. I hope I won't need it ever again.